2003.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, the Present Truth. I want to say the Olive Tree and Lampstand, I just had my program yesterday, and I'm in that frame of mind. Nope, the Present Truth. I have directions to go. Which direction should I start with? Well, let's start with this. There are people talking about Russia nuking America, destroying America, destroying the world. No. Nope, it's not in the Bible. It will happen to America, but not for about another decade. Russia, after Russia is punished and destroyed in her war against Israel, Russia will continue for another 1,000 years. I know that for you that don't know the Bible prophecies in the book of Revelation, there's going to be a millennial kingdom. When Christ returns, there will be 1,000 years where Christ will rule over the earth. At the end of that 1,000 years, Revelation chapter 20, verse 7, when those 1,000 years are over, Satan is going to be bound for 1,000 years. Christ will take him and bind him in the bottomless pit. He'll be cast into a pit. But at the end of that 1,000 years, Satan is going to be set free from his prison. Then Russia is going to go out to deceive, to lead astray the nations in the four corners of the earth, internationally. And Gog and Magog, once again, Russia, is going to gather these nations for a battle against Israel. And then Russia will be destroyed and her armies eternally, forever. But no, Russia is not going to destroy the United States of America. Russia will be destroyed 7.5 years, roughly, before America is destroyed. Now, out of JapanTimes.com, South Korea's president asks Xi Jinping to help tackle North Korea's challenge. That is a great indicator to me. The last thing South Korea wants to do, yes, they want to have diplomatic relations with China, but they don't want to open any doors to China. What happened in Hong Kong was to be a free island, apart from and separate from the Chinese government. But no, China moved in immediately. China's going to move into Taiwan. China's expanding her military base, naval base, in Asia, into the islands surrounding the Philippines in that area. And after China abducts Taiwan, her next objective will be South Korea. I don't think it'll be Vietnam initially, but China will plan to bring all of the Asian sisters under her umbrella for the War of Armageddon, which is about 10 years out. So for the South Korea president to, here's his name is Yoon, his Yoon Suk-yeol. He asked Chinese leader Xi Jinping to work together to tackle the North Korea problem. Yoon stresses his concern as the tensions escalate following North Korea's provocation. Yoon of South Korea's conservative main opposition party, he asked Xi to cooperate closely to achieve permanent denuclearization of North Korea. It won't happen. This is the first time for a Chinese political leader to talk over the phone with South Korean president-elect. China, don't open any doors to China. You'll regret it. Then we have to jump to Central Asia. In 2016, you know, in the previous program, Alex Jones was talking about the atrocities by the Azov Battalion, the Nazis in the Ukraine, and the barbaric, more than barbaric, you don't even know how to explain what they're doing. I've seen the videos where they're shooting men, pulling them out of a van, shooting them in the leg, shooting them in the crotch. This is these are animals, and this is what the Bible said would happen at the end of the world. Mankind would be no different than animals, especially in war. The Azov Battalion, the American people, don't have a clue. They are ignorant, desensitized. They don't understand because they are so washed inside the cavity, inside their head with propaganda. They don't realize this Azov Battalion neo-Nazi movement, nationalist movement in the Ukraine. We'll talk briefly on that when we get back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Are you paying too much for your home, life, or auto insurance? It only takes 10 minutes to find out. Hi, this is Kevin Voles with Badger Insurance Advisors. Choosing insurance plans can be difficult. That's why I make it easy. I'll make the calls, compare the plans and prices, and find you the insurance plan that fits your needs. Best of all, my help is at no cost to you. Call me today at 303-359-1799 or visit BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Let me find the right insurance for you.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair, send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds.
We know who the clowns are, and we know where they are. The people of the world are more sane than the rulers of the world. The rulers of the world are mad. The citizens of the world are victims to madness. Now, as I finished out that last segment, what is happening in the Ukraine is simply a United States military operation. It is an operation that is directed by the United States CIA intelligence agencies. It is part of the New World Order globalization plan. This is just one facet of what has to be, how the Ukraine is going to be used to cause conflict in Russia. Russia is in the way of the takeover of the earth. The New World Order cannot own, control the earth because Russia's in the way. After Russia, the focus will be China. It's a military operation by the United States of America. It's a PNAC, Project for New America, a New American Century operation. This is from geopolitics.com. This was about 2 weeks ago. The CIA, MI6 are reorganizing NATO to stay behind networks in Eastern Europe. The Ukrainian Army and the National Guard units of the Ukraine, amounting to about 150,000 men, are positioned here in the Ukraine. They are armed and trained and effectively commanded by United States NATO military advisors and instructors. From 1991 to 2014, according to the United States Congressional Research Service, the United States provided Ukraine with $4 billion in military assistance. That was added to by $2.5 billion after 2014. Then and over another $1 billion was provided by NATO Trust Fund, in which Italy participated. This is only part of the military investments made by major NATO powers in the Ukraine. Great Britain invested £1.7 billion in the strengthening of the Ukraine's naval capabilities. In addition to the United States NATO military investments in the Ukraine, there's a $10 billion plan being implemented by Eric Prince, founder of the private U.S. military company Blackwater, which has been renamed Academy, which is now supplying mercenaries to the CIA, the Pentagon, and the State Department for covert operations, including torture and assassination. They are earning billions of dollars. Eric Prince's plan, revealed by Time magazine, that investigation, is to create a private army in Ukraine through a partnership between the Lancaster Six Company, with which Prince has supplied mercenaries into the Middle East, Africa, and the main Ukrainian intelligence office controlled by the United States' CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. It is not known, of course, what would be the task of the private army created in the Ukraine by the founder of Blackwater. Certainly with funding from the CIA, you can expect covert operations in that area, as well as in Russia, in all of Europe, other regions, from its base in the Ukraine. So this could be like Iraq in the last 20 years has been a base, a military base, for the New World Order, American New World Order objectives in the Middle East. Now, there is going to be a major base in the Ukraine. This government, they do not care. If they could go in and just annihilate every citizen, anybody alive, it's okay, because they would have access to the land and area from which they can take over Asia, and they know that China is coming west. This is the Pentagon military strategy. They know Russia's a problem. They realize, according to the Bible, and the Pentagon may be the audience, maybe you are light on your knowledge of Bible prophecies. Don't be light. Read the book of Revelation. Put something in your head, even though you may not understand it. God will help you figure it out. But if the Pentagon, if the agencies in England, the NATO countries, if they read the book of Revelation, and if the generals of these nations, if they understand, and if they read the book of Revelation, they are anticipating what the book of Revelation is stating, that China is going to come west. And they have watched what China has been doing with the One Belt, One Road initiative, coming from China through southern Russia, heading right toward Europe, and doing a partial branch into the Middle East. I believe that this government in this country and the occult world in the United States government, the Satanists in the Pentagon, NASA, in CIA, all of the military branches, it's in the Bible. They know that China is coming west, and they're determined, before that happens, to take over what I call the most important area of the world, which is documented, Asia, and specifically Russia. Whoever controls Russia and that area surrounding Russia can control all of Asia, to the Atlantic, to the Pacific, and they can control down below, all the way to North Africa. They view these military personnel, they read the Bible. You should too. Why should they read the Bible? Why should they read the book of Revelation? Why should they study the prophecies in the book of Revelation? and the prophecies in the Old Testament about the end of the world, why should they alone study the Bible when they don't believe in God? Oh, they believe in God, all right. I shouldn't phrase it that way. They do believe in God. They're at war with God. Read Psalms chapter 2. Why do the heathen, the God-haters of the world, why do they rage? Why do they go mad? Why are they uncontrollable? Why do the heathen rage? And the people, the rest of the societies, imagine a vain thing. What's the vain thing they're imagining? Eliminating the thought and knowledge of God from off the earth, for one thing. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings, the powers, the rulers, the presidents, prime ministers of the world set themselves, they set themselves against God and his Christ. So they do know there is a God, and they do know that God has a Messiah that he sent into the world. I'm getting you up to date on your Bible history, your Bible knowledge, in just a few minutes. If these people think it's important to know the Bible, why is it that the people in this country aren't reading it? Because they have demonized your mind, sent out demons to keep you from reading God's Word and to consider the prophecies about the end of the world in which the time in which we're in right now. Well, they know China is coming west. Are they not only going to take over the wealth of Russia and destroy a nation that is resisting their new world order, their world hegemony? That's one thing they have to get rid of Russia for. But secondly, once they get rid of Russia, they have to make sure they have a base in that area, because China is coming west. I began the program. I know the seriousness of the president of South Korea extending a hand to China. This is the beginning of the end of South Korea. This fool, and I call him a fool, you cannot befriend a nation whose interests are taking over your nation and your industry, your computer chips, your wealth, your intellectual property. And this is how China views South Korea. Can you imagine the intellectual property with all the computer world technology in South Korea? China's got everybody focused on Taiwan, which it should. I mean, Taiwan is going to become China's property. And the purpose initially for Taiwan is to own the ocean, the South China Sea, all the way down south, all the way around to the bottom, all the way out east into the Philippines, and all the way up north to South Korea, Japan. Who's next with China's move? South Korea, then Japan. So could the military powers know prophecy? I've read articles. The Pentagon hates any Christian ministry that talks about Bible prophecy. They target those ministries. You can go to DuckDuckGo, start page, Google in Pentagon programs against Christian prophecy teachers. You should know what the Bible says. Start reading it. Rick Rodriguez is back in a few minutes. The Present Truth.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, new world order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
The P.E. Gun Show, April 9th and 10th, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. The show has hundreds of tables filled with guns, ammo, accessories, and much more. CCW classes on both days, a firearm giveaway for modern arms on Sunday, food all weekend, and thousands of patriots make it a perfect way to spend the day. Buy, sell, or trade. See PEShows.com for more info. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Do you need to fix a draft or upgrade your home? Call Next Gen Windows and Doors, voted best in Northern Colorado for their superior window and door replacements. Call now for a free in-home evaluation. Mention KHNC and receive a 5% discount.
You can reach them at 970-888-6588. Again, that's 970-888-6588. Or go to their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And hacked her out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
You know, what a poet. Jim Morrison really could put things together. He was very bright. You know, he was the MK Ultra programs? His father was military, and he hated his father. Why would he hate his father? Do you think that Jim Morrison may have been part of an MK Ultra program during the time he was a child while his father was in the service? Just something for you to think about. Why was he so brilliant? A lot of the brilliant people aren't just brilliant naturally. They're brilliant because of torture. I'll just let you think about that. Now, the Nazis tried to go into Russia. They were defeated. And the War Crimes Commission focus was on the Nazi war criminals. The United States, Russia wanted to be part of the new European plans, and the United States and Europe stiff-armed them. And the Nazis that were still, to this day, the children of the Nazis that stayed in Ukraine after World War II, the Nazi that were allowed to live, don't think they did not train their children with Nazi beliefs. They did. Still superior. And they would rise again from the ashes. And they have. And all from the time of 1948, quietly, the United States was assisting the Nazi element in the Ukraine. The Americans made sure that the intellectual property of Hitler's Germany was spread throughout the whole world through Operation Paperclip into the United States, to northern countries in South America, Argentina, Brazil, into South Africa, out into West Indies. I'm trying to remember. Why? Because the fellow Satanists all over the world, all over the globe, could not allow the Hitler devil-worshipping, the soldiers, and especially SS, not allow them die, allow them to die. For what reasons? At the end of the world, in the time in which we live in, there is a plan for these people. They have to exist. Now, what I'm telling you and explaining to you, you think about it, it's logical. In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 2, what remained of the Nazi military, you had Illuminati families protecting them. You had Freemasonry families protecting them. You had the secret societies within the United States government protecting them. The very wealthy people of America, like Henry Ford and George Prescott Bush and Joseph Kennedy and the Rockefeller families, the Rothschilds in England, in Europe, protecting these people. And it was hidden. It was concealed. But here in Luke, chapter 12, verse 2, Christ said, everything that is hidden, that is concealed, that is covered up, will be shown. It will be revealed, it will be uncovered, it will be disclosed. Everything that is secret, hidden, out of view, will be made known. Verse 3, what you have stated, what you have spoken, what you have said in the dark, will be heard in the light. And what you have whispered in an inner room behind closed doors will be shouted, proclaimed, announced from the rooftops. Christ's words are coming to pass. They've always come to pass. Everything that happened post-World War II with the German people and the way in which the United States government, the Canadian government, the Australian government, New Zealand, the government in New Zealand, the British, the French, all they have done to hide this matter of the Fourth Reich, if you want to call it that, is now being exposed. It's coming out. You see, the Nazi movement has to live again, and it's living in the Ukraine. Why? Because this gives hope to all of the Nazis internationally. You see, the Azov Battalion, they have recruits they're bringing in from all different areas in Europe. They're coming in all over. And the Azov Battalion, if you can understand Satanism, if you can understand a coven, if you can understand the worship of the devil, maybe they don't say they worship the devil, but in their thinking, their beliefs are based in the Thule Society, in the Jesuit, the beliefs of the Jesuits, the Illuminati, the Rosicrucians, all of the occult thinking. And God is going to show the world what is really behind the closed doors, and it is happening. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. We'll be right back.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Okay, so the reason this is important is because you're seeing the rise of white supremacy once again. And it's all through the United States of America. It's everywhere in this country. You go to the Midwest, or go to the north, northwest and central of Michigan and the Dakotas. You go to Montana. You go to Idaho, Washington, California, Oregon, Utah, Colorado, Kansas, Mexico, Oklahoma. It is everywhere. Christ said it would be at the end of the world. And there would be race against race. The Black Lives Matter, this is a joke. These people think that they are accomplishing something. They are accomplishing nothing. Honestly, there's going to come a time when these people are going to be discarded. Not only discarded, they're going to be eliminated. And they're hoping that's not the case. United States, this is WSWS.org. U.S. Congress quietly enables funding for Ukrainian neo-Nazi-led Azov Regiment. The American government, America, what is the name? What does America mean? America. It is the land of the plumed serpent, the land of Satan. That's what America means. Quetzalcoatl, the Aztecs, and the they worshipped a plumed serpent. That's what America means. Land of the plumed serpent, land of Satan. And the American government is commanded by the devil to protect Adolf Hitler after World War II and the Nazi SS and many of the soldiers. The soldiers were discarded unless they were very apt to, if they were mechanics, good mechanics, machinists, they had talents, abilities, they were kept alive. I'm beginning today's program to have you focus on what the United States as a nation has done to keep the occult world of Adolf Hitler alive and to protect that occult world. They allowed that occult world to exist, continue to exist in the Ukraine. And they nurtured it. They protected it. They quietly had them use a little wisdom to just wait until the right moment. And now, in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, these occult families that were there, that were quiet, now they're coming into the open. They're going to be brought out. In South America, in Argentina, especially in this country, in Canada. So this is the world that is coming. But remember, they will have opposition. They eventually are going to come head to head with the Muslim world. They're also going to eventually come face to face and the big war at Armageddon with China. All these armies, the powers that be, the people that are using the Hegelian dialect, there's three people in the room. One person is funding the guy to the left to attack the guy to the right, and then he funds the guy to the right to attack the guy on the left. While he sits and watches the battle take place, he's the victor. He's the one that's getting all the victories. Well, what's happening in the world today, from the point of biblical perspective, I'll tell you, there is a big, within the world of the controllers, all of a sudden, they are not on the same page. And there's a fight within the New World Order. There is a battle taking place. There is a conflict. They were at one time going the same direction. But all of a sudden, like power, within that group of globalists, the European nations are thinking, wait a minute, we're going to control the destiny of the world. America is saying, well, no, 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 wait a minute. We are going to control it. And there is a conflict and there is a division. Europe is basically telling the United States, hey, wait a minute. Back down. The United States is saying, no, we're not going to back down. The United States is asking, or pressing, not asking, pressing the European nations plus NATO, help us in this conflict in the Ukraine. And God, in his wisdom, has all the gas in Russia being sold to the European nations, and in God's infinite wisdom, these European nations are saying, wait a minute, if we side with America, we're going to have our neck cut off, and we're not going to thrive because we won't have any fuel to run our industry, which will just make America that much stronger. No, we're not going to stop energy from coming into our nations like Germany. So there's a conflict taking place, and God said it would happen. There would be this break in the oneness of the global societies, and there would be chaos within their own house, within their own camp. We're kind of watching it. We'll be back for the final segment, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Be right back.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring, gay frogs, or racist cows, climate coaches, or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus!
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sunday, from noon, I'm sorry, from 9 to noon for Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. Every Sunday, 9 to noon. Podcast for all these programs with the hosts during the week, on the weekend, 1360KHNC.com. I want to thank everybody for supporting the Present Truth. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Now, there is trouble in paradise. The West, the European nations, the NATO nations, they're totally onto and have been onto the plans of America, a unipolar world where America is the hegemonic ruler of everything. And the European nations are not so sure now that that's going to be the best direction they want to go. So there is a disturbance in the force. The waters are unsettled. And God said that he would bring division into their camp. He would cause them to basically eat each other up. He will have them in derision. He will have them befuddled. They will be mad. They won't see clearly. Just when they think they have an advantage, that advantage is going to slip out of their hands. And eventually, if you read the book Revelation, because they're such a mess, even the devil, God will force him to come down to help all of his deceived servants. And it won't help them. And the Bible says also that all the witchcraft that they're using eventually is going to be useless. There's going to be a time when they can do their sacrifices, they can do all their chants, cast their spells, but it's not going to work because their power is not going to be able to save. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be, their power is going to end. And they're going to go to the Battle of Armageddon, and there all of the Muslim armies and the armies of Antichrist in the West, Azov Battalion, all of them, and the Chinese communists and all of the sisters of the Asian nations, they're all going to go to Armageddon, the great winepress of God Almighty. That's 10 years down the road. And these people are going to be given power to cull the citizens from off the earth and all the nations, not every single one. Christ did say that if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. They'll just about destroy everything, everybody, but have hope. In the next years as we go forward, in the next months and days, the only one that's going to help mankind is Christ. The only one who's going to limit and hinder and slow down what these people want to do. They want to bring in a tribulation ahead of time. God's going to slow them down. They have to wait. Antichrist is chomping at the bit. He wants to come in right now, but he's not going to be allowed to. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, tomorrow, 2 o'clock, here on 1360 KHNC. Talk to you then.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown,